Welcome to The Daily Show. My name is Jon Stewart. Later on in the program, Senator Joseph Lieberman will be joining us, D-Connecticut from historic Washington, D.C. And it was an absolutely historic day for America, the country. This country's 55th presidential inaugural, the 16th time a president has been sworn in for the second time. Our team coverage starts with senior political correspondent Rob Corddry standing, as you can plainly see, directly in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Rob, what a night. Tell us, what was it like to be in Washington on this historic day?
John, on this frosty, windswept day in our nation's capital, the overall feeling was one of pride. Pride that we have a system of government that allows for such a peaceful non-transfer of power. Yes, John, here in a day when the weather would make a witch's teat seem like mittens and a well digger's ass feel like a warm Christmas hearth, we welcome a Bush second term, an opportunity for not just more of the same, but all of the same.
Well, Rob, you keep making reference to the weather.
Ah, indeed I did, John. It was cold.
I'm obliged to ask you, how cold was it, Rob?
I'm glad you asked, John. It was so cold, the Tidy Bowl Man was wearing ice skates.
All right, Rob, in terms
of... It was so cold, I saw Senator Ted Kennedy and Representative Tom DeLay hugging each other for warmth. You can use that one, John. You're welcome.
Rob, I actually probably do believe there's a legitimate interest in the temperature down there, so...
35, John, with a wind chill felt like 24. By the way, John, I'm not suggesting that Dennis Hastert is fat, but... but I am somewhat concerned about his weight, actually.
Thank you very much for that report. Rob Corddry, everybody. Now, let's head over next to Samantha Bee. Samantha is at one of the many parties taking place in our nation's capital this evening. She is at the Commander-in-Chief Ball. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Things are really swinging here. The Commander-in-Chief Ball is one of the hottest tickets in town, and everybody's just having an amazing time.
Sam, I'm sorry. It's difficult to pick you up, but I understand that the Pentagon has arranged for 2,000 tickets for that particular ball to be provided for free to soldiers that will soon be shipping out to Iraq.
Great. That's just great. Nice work, Stuart.
What?
They didn't know, John. Listen, sorry, guys. Pay no attention. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Now you try getting them into the complimentary C-130 shuttles.
I'm sorry, Sam. I had assumed that they knew that they were going off to war.
No. It's all right. It's all right. I'm a veteran journalist. I've been to a lot of these events. I can get this thing going again. All right, who's gonna hose me down? Woo! John?
Well, thank you, Sam. Clearly, it was an exciting day on the steps of the Capitol. And nothing says dawn of a new era like a Lawrence Welk show regular interpreting the music of John Ashcroft.
Like she's never sung before.
Let the singing stop. Who could possibly be red state enough to enjoy that? So she is running for president. But things got even more moral value-ier.
We're grateful to you that you have brought to these shores a multitude of people.
A moving benediction from a minister filling the hearts of the gathered crowd with pure thoughts of their maker. Oh my God, he's dead! Cheney is dead! Someone put a mirror under his nose! Somebody, oh my God! Actually, the truth is, they just power him down during the religious stuff. Unplug. It's all about conservation, people. hydrogen cells and the like. And then it was time for the swearing in. First up, the vice main event, presided over by Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd with a surprise cameo by Dick Cheney's famously gay daughter.
His wife Lynn and their daughters, Elizabeth Cheney Perry and Mary Cheney, will hold the family Bible.
Actually, it's not quite true. Mary is not allowed to touch the family Bible. I have to say, for her sake, really, because it burns. When she touches it, it burns. It burns. Eat it, it burns.